He has set this earth up. This earth will give to man everything he needs, that he want nothing, he will need nothing, and he will lack nothing. There will no curse anything. Whatever he need, whatever plant need to grow, whatever plant need to do, it will produce to the max. Full potential. There were no curse thing. There no such thing. Cursed ground, cursed plant, cursed this didn't exist. So Jesus came and redeemed us from it, but we haven't gotten the full revelation of it. But he redeemed us with the curse here. Are y'all listening to me? That we can learn how to walk curse free, but we listen to too many things that is not the word. And we haven't learned fully how to put the word in and give it first place, that it bring revelation that I know in my spirit, not something I heard. We repeat too much of what I heard somebody else say. You can't trust that. It has to be examined and learned and understood in the light of the word. And once you get revelation, you ever notice? Now, let me go back to Jesus. You ever notice that Jesus walked curse-free in a cursed, sin-cursed world? Check it out. Do you know any time in Jesus' life that anything, anybody ever ruined him? Did any devil do it? Did the Pharisee and religious folks do it? Did trouble do it? Did disease do it? Did you ever hear of Jesus coming down with the flu? You ever hear Jesus? No. He was presented with a situation. Now think about it. A crowd of people followed him. And he said to his disciples, give him something to eat. And then, and they said, what? 200 penny worth, I believe that's right, is not sufficient to feed this crowd. He said, what you got? What do y'all have? What do they say? The only thing we can find here is what? A lad that has what? Two fish and five loaves of bread. Is that right? Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? What did Jesus say? I want you to hear this now. What did Jesus say and what did he do? He told his disciples, have the people to sit down, if I'm quoting the scripture right, in company of 50. He put them all in order. And he didn't say, now, Matthew, you have to run to town, and Bartholomew, you're going to have to go with him, so y'all can get some few ovens so we have something to cook the fish with. He didn't say that, did he? He said, bring the two fish and the five loaves to me. What happened? He did what? He talked to God, he spoke, and he blessed it. He spoke to the fish, he blessed the fish and the bread. Then he told the disciples to what? Pass it out. All right, here's what I want you to see. Here's, because like I said, I'm going somewhere. Here's what I want you to see. And see, these things come by hearing, being preached, being taught, meditating on them, putting them into practice. And this is where you live every day. He said, bring the fish to me. Then when he blessed it, he gave it to them. Can you imagine giving them a piece, giving this fellow a piece of fish, and as he passed down, he just kept multiplying. And they were watching that fish multiply in their hand. I mean, real live cooked fish. Real prepared fish. I said live. Evidently it was cooked dead. You know what I mean. Real prepared fish like they cooked it there and ate in Israel because they ate a lot of fish. Can you imagine them seeing that fish Because what were two of them? Just two. Just to, can you understand? And it fed how many people? Can you imagine seeing that fish as they passed it, broke it off? They would break off a piece and it would multiply. Break off a piece and it kept multiplying. It kept multiplying. It just kept multiplying. I'm telling y'all this because I'm about to bring another point in that we got to start thinking like this. You notice Jesus was who? Was and is the Son of God. He was where? In the Godhead. He called the Son of God. God the Father, God the Son, God who? Holy Spirit, right? He, the Son of God, was manifest in the earth in a human body. He came through the birth canal and was born into the earth. He was just like, he had a body and a soul and all his organs and limbs and just like you and me. He had two eyes, two ears, he had teeth, he had everything. He smelled, he tasted, he walked. But he operated in the kingdom he come from. He didn't allow this sin-cursed world to have any kind of influence on him or control, because he knew he had authority over it. And so he spoke words. He told the Pharisee. He told the sea. He told the wind. He told the dead. He told the sick. He told the demon-possessed. He spoke to them, right? What did he use? Word. What did they do? They did exactly what he said. Why did that happen? Because he knew exactly who he was, who he is, what he had, and what to do. He understood it. His whole deal. When he was raised from the dead, when he died, he took your sin, what you were. He took them with him and carried them to hell. And when he met the claims of justice, justice said, that's satisfied. We satisfied. That's enough to pay off mankind's debt of sin. That's to pay it off. He's free now. Anytime you pay something off, you can't accuse a man, you can't charge him for something being paid off, right? He paid it off in full. It's enough. And he was there in hell, and he did not commit one sin. So he couldn't be held guilty for something he didn't do. Haven't you known people been sent to prison, and they keep investigating, they keep going, investigating, and they finally find out this person didn't do the crime he was accused of? What do? They have to let him go. So the same thing, when Jesus paid your sin that you were guilty, my sins, I was guilty, but he paid me in full, and there was not, it was paid off, but he was in a place he wasn't supposed to be, and he wasn't guilty. So God could legally raise him from the dead. And when he came out of there, this is what I want you to see. When he came out of that place, he didn't bring your sin back. He left him where he took him. He did not bring your sin back. He came out of there and God made him righteous again. Then he raised you up with him. Do you understand? You understand what a twin is? Do y'all understand what it means to be a twin? You look just like you are like. We got some twins in the church that sometimes I have to really look to tell them apart. Hello? You have been joined to him. And we have the ability to do everything he did, because he said what? He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do what? also, then he made another statement, which we need to get to this first one I just finished, because we sure not doing the greater. He said, the works, he that believeth on me, and the works that I do shall he do also. Then he said, what? Greater. And what? Greater works than these shall he do.